Sean McNamee joins us. And Sean, of course, a major part of St. Bonaventure Athletics. And we should mention a member of the Hall of Fame. Want to make sure we get all that out. Of course, longtime swimming, diving coach, and coach of the year. How many times have you were coach of the year for the Atlantic 10?
Oh, Gareth.
Too many to count?
You're kicking the memory banks here. The only reason I know is because I had to be reminded by it by so many staff members over the course of the summer. It was six.
Yes. So obviously, and a long family history with St. Bonaventure University from go all the way back to your dad and everybody up through. So you've been part of St. Bonaventure for a long time. The family has. So let's talk about your current position and some of the things you do here.
Yeah, my official title is Associate Athletic Director for Major Gifts. When Tim Kenny approached me about moving over to the administrative side when there were some things going on, it seemed like the right time. And moving over into this realm to impact the university, it's meant so much to us and our family in a higher level, really seemed proper at the time. And basic responsibilities are assisting with our Bon Athletic Fund, the BAF, mm-hmm. and the six-man club. And obviously with the new landscape in front of us with the NIL component, has added an additional responsibility and area to focus on.
All right. Obviously, with the Bon Athletic Fund and the six-man club, they're major fundraisers for the athletic department. And at one point, they probably were the fundraisers for the athletic department. So things have expanded a little bit, and I know that academics is also now involved. So talk about the six-man club, what it is, and what they do.
The six-man club was originally contrived to be an entity that would provide us the opportunity to compete at a higher level more efficiently. Mm-hmm. In all true context, it was kind of a charter offset to begin because as college athletics have evolved over time and the schedule set, obviously our location can be quite challenged to get to and from with student athletes obviously need to be in the classroom, prep for games, studying, recovering, mm-hmm. Treatments, so on and so forth. It's gotten extremely complicated. So for us to travel more efficiently became a primary focus. And the first, I think it's been in place for about 20 years now, close to 20 years. And in that advent, it's escalated tremendously to provide at a high level within those components to let us function as a more not entitled, but proper college level program, more efficiently in, more efficiently out. It's going to benefit them. And literally Mark replies to this or refers to this as influencing wins, because it does make us more efficient in travel. And I was the guy that being a non-rev coach for years, was skewed. You mm-hmm. viewed that as being almost entitlements. And that's probably been the biggest awakening that I've had in moving into this and seeing how it impacts us on a day-to-day basis and throughout the length of an entire season and seeing what goes into being part of a Division I program functioning at this level with the commitment that the kids have to have, the year-round commitment that goes along with it. We have to function on a different level, and this provides us the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, I know some of the programs, basketball especially, they have now chartered to go to road games, things like that. And that all came out of a study that showed how much improvement academically the athletes, student athletes were getting a full 8 hour sleep instead of hauling in off a bus at 3 a.m. and making an 8 o'clock class and trying to stay awake in that 8 o'clock class. So obviously there's a lot that went into that and fundraising and getting the money for flights and everything else that needs to go was probably the one factor for the six.
That was the main impetus, absolutely. And you think about it in an academic context, just as you referred to, if we're flying out of Buffalo to go to a game at Davidson, we can't fly back after a 7 o'clock game coming out of Charlotte. Mm-hmm. We'd have to delay and come back the next day. And if we had another game, so they're going to miss the entire day, the second day, the Thursday after a mm-hmm. game. And then you talk about recovery aspects and the scientific aspects of competition and the recovery sciences and then game prep for the game that's going to be on Saturday. And if mm-hmm. it's away, what are you doing? Are you just staying on the road and missing from Tuesday until through Friday, Saturday? Mm-hmm. It makes no sense. So it's an extremely complicated equation that has been made much more efficient by the entitlements that this provides. This provides us the ability to function more efficiently due to very supportive alumni that are part of this program.
Yeah, and I know at least one radio announcer who was very happy about charters and gets back.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. That gets you back in the reasonable hours.
Gives me back, and you know, I'm not trying to fall asleep driving home. All right, very important. Bonnet Athletic Fund, obviously a six-man club, basketball-related. The Bonnet Athletic Fund takes care of all the sports involved.
Correct.
So obviously, that is another major program that you try to grow.
That is an overarching umbrella that helps fund a large portion of our operational budgets. Absolutely. Bonnet, we have unrestricted the ability for us to assign where finances need to go, since we do have to fund operations. And there's also expectations that each program has within the BAF for individual sports, that they have an expectation to fundraise towards their expenses as well. So that's the lifeblood of what goes on for the entire athletic department, whole lock, stock, and barrel, without question.
All right, and obviously some other things have come along, especially trying to get fundraising the Day of Giving. The Athletic Day of Giving is another key component of funding the athletic program. So, again, it's just a constant 24/7, 365 job to try to keep everything going here at St. Bonaventure.
Yeah, late in the fiscal year, in March, April is the traditional time that we have the BAF Giving Day, which has proved to be a major engine for the individual sports to shine as a fundraising capacity. We've been into it 3 years now. It's worked out extremely well. We've set records each time, and it's become an expectation that people look forward to. But for our Olympic sports, our non-revenue sports, that is a major day of focus for us financially.
All right, let's go back to the six man club. What do you need to do to be a member of the six man club? Is it an application type thing? You're constantly in contact with
people? Nope, it's a word of mouth type venture. There is information on our GoBonnies website that you can go to in the support athletics realm. You can go right there, and it has a descriptive as to what this does. The six-man group has escalated to about 55, 56 members from a handful 20 years ago that fund a major component to importance that we obviously mean. And it's funded at a high level. Like, these are some of our most philanthropic donors, with the lowest threshold being $7,500, and with the understanding that their investment is going into the program. There are some premiums that go along with it, invites, experiential stuff. We just had a six-man practice experience where members came in and were able to have dinner with the team and get to meet the new stable of Bonnies that are coming through the program. And there's other things on the grid as well that we're able to assist and make them feel special within that realm, and access points that the general person doesn't get access to. We aren't soliciting, but we need to, because we need all the membership and we need all the pump that we can get, because flights aren't getting cheaper. The business of operations is not getting cheaper, and we need to expand this for our people. Bonnet is a true family, and the people give sweat equity and embrace this place beyond belief. Unfortunately, we need activation financially as well. Everybody is in need of it, and we are no different than the rest. Just as the university has overarching needs, this is a primary need for us to compete and be part of the environment that we function within.
Right. And obviously the concept and the last couple of years of NIL and everything else, you're looking for other revenue streams to keep things going here.
Absolutely. That's a challenge. That's a landscape that displayed this year with the settlement, and that's moved into everybody's vernacular. Division I is dealing with this overarching. Everybody is having a deal with this, and we are as well. And we happen to be we're part of an extremely competitive mid-major conference, and that is a focal point. And for us to have the arsenal to compete at that level, that is an extra chamber that we need to fill. There's no question that is a primary focus of what goes on. But we can't afford to detract in one area, retract in one area for the sake of another. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. we need more activation across the board for us to compete. And we can be the, we are the little engine that does. Mm-hmm. And we need to in order to be able to continue to do that, we need to have support in all those aspects without question.
Yeah, and in my 30 years of working with the university and the athletic department, seeing the growth academically and athletically in this school, that's just a tribute to the people who have come through this school and keep supporting it.
No question. We've had an escalation in student athletes within our athletic department to a tune of about 150 to 200 additional student athletes due to a prioritization years ago that was acted. Now we're close to 400 student athletes here at St. Bonaventure, which comprises close to 20 to 25% of the student body. And that's a focal point that's targeted. The university embraces that. It's an important entity to what we are and what we identify as. And it's supported by all of our upper administration and our alumni to realize this is an important entity. And it is. It's part of the identity of St. Bonaventure and the local area. And we're unbelievably thankful for the support that we get. I can go back numerous times and give numerous explanations as to how this place is different than everywhere else. We are the biggest small school in the world, in my opinion. And it's something that we need to embrace. We do embrace it. Our alumni embrace it. We just need a large majority, and I don't just mean on the athletic side. This is on the holistic side for a mm-hmm. university to prosper. We need all of our alumni activated, all 35,000 of our living alumni that appreciate this place for what the opportunities it's given them, and to embrace it. This is a passion project for me, and I know it is for many others, and it's an honor to be able to display that on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, more and more you see when I go on the road with the basketball team, you see more and more people there. And obviously you are making almost every road trip because you're connecting with the alumni and the base for trying to keep the athletic stream coming. So obviously getting more and more people to social events, pregame events, things like that is another key.
No, absolutely. Activation is something we're currently charged with. How can we capitalize on this? The family aspect of what goes on at this university is one of our greatest qualities, and how to embrace that, build that, grow it. When they come here, everybody, when you run into a Bonner grad, you want to find out what dorm they lived in and what was their fate. Where did they sit in the dining hall?
Yeah.
And you take that throughout life. And I'm a little longer in tooth, being 61, and it means a little bit more to me now than it did mm-hmm. 10 years ago and 20 years ago and 30 years ago. And you can see that grow. And when I meet with potential student athletes, they ask, what's the difference here? And I said, the difference is that you will have friends for life. And this place, I was at the University of Iowa, I was at West Virginia University. And the big difference at this place is our alumni base stays in contact. I'm in contact with my floor mates and the guys that were closest to me throughout their family to me. And that is a difference than most other places. I think that's a blessing of a small school, and we need to capitalize on that more aggressively.
All right. Now, obviously, if you want more information, GoBonnies.com is a great source. And then they can, if they get that, your contact
or search me
right
out
there.
Yep. I'm right on there as well. Everybody loves to point out the fact that I'm the dinosaur here. So it's not difficult to find my contact points. And I'd love to hear from anybody. I've got a lot of longevity here, and our family's been involved since the 1940s, where there's basically been a McNamee on board here in some way, shape, or form. I love to spread the word about this special place.
All right. Well, Sean, keep up the good work, and we'll see you down the road.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Yeah.